Heather Wood. Are you Mr. Fulner?
Yes.
Fulner? I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. And who is this with you?
This is my daughter, Adeline. This is on her behalf.
Let me review everything here. So you're actually doing this on behalf of your daughter?
Yes.
And, okay, so I'm trying to piece together some of the information I have. Ms. Wood has moved. Where does Ms. Wood live?
They were living in a bus.
And has the bus moved?
Yes. When I went down and picked her up at the hospital, it was very late that night. I brought her over to my mom's.
Why was she in the hospital?
Can she explain?
Well, yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that? Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you under oath, okay? I'll have you raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the information here, the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. So why were you in the hospital?
My mom had tricked me into going to the hospital to take a drug test that I was unaware of she wanted me to take, and then earlier she had me take CBD supplements to like help with like pain from like my bike crash I was in, and it showed up on the drug test, and she was really mad and decided to kick me out and left me at the hospital with my dad on his way. And the next morning when we came back to get my stuff, she had moved everything. And nothing was where it was before, and everything was gone.
Okay, and that was that from the bus you were talking about?
Yes.
Where's the bus now? Is it still where it was? You don't know?
She had a bus there, a van, and a little Honda Del Sol. They were all gone. Her pets were gone. There was a few items left. And we found one little tote of some of her stuff and a big stuffed kangaroo. That was it. But we went to her work, and her mother had revoked her parental
right to work.
Yeah, right to work, and given them the results of the drug test. So we found out she was wasn't working there anymore. So we came back that Friday to get her last paycheck, and we went by where they were living before, and the bus was back. And we had some more running around to do to get more paperwork from her former employers. And so we stopped by again. Well, we didn't stop by, we just drove by. And the bus was gone and the van was back. And then we saw her mom driving the bus in Rochester as we went through. But we talked to the sheriff's office down there, and they got a hold of her, and through her friend were able to get a lot of her things. But she kept her passport and her social security card and some tools and most of her weapons. She collects martial art weapons, so mm-hmm. her mom's in possession of all that stuff still.
Any other weapons that she has for herself, her own weapons?
She doesn't have any weapons of her own, just the ones that she kept of mine.
Okay. Okay, so this is a little bit different posture than I see most of the time. So what I've done is I've granted an immediate restraining order protecting both of you from Ms. Wood, with them do not disturb you or for both of you. Stay away from your home, not come within your home, workplace, vehicle, school, or daycare. Not go within 500 feet of the protected person's home, etc. Do not assault, harass, stalk, or molest, or try to use or threaten to use physical force against the protected person or the child. I'm not going to issue surrender weapons. I can't issue a surrender weapons for your stuff.
Okay.
So that's something else that has to happen. And so,
Clear on that.
Yeah, it's not necessarily clear with these forms. I'll grant you that. And then child's going to live with Charlene Fuelner, who is apparently your grandma, your mom. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, so I've signed that. And then there's going to be a hearing. Were you and Ms. Wood married to each other?
No, we were.
It's a parenting
action. Briefly, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. All righty, so what we'll do is we'll set this for a hearing. That'd be on Tuesdays. Boy, that calendar's getting smaller every day. Let's see. We're looking at 15th, I think. So I'm going to set this for a hearing to determine whether this order is going to continue on the 15th of August at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you'll get copies of this order that I just signed down at the clerk's office, which room 202, the main clerk's office. Okay? You can go down to room 202 to get copies of the order I just signed.
Oh, okay.
And they'll come get this, so you can just head down right now.
All right. What about a temporary custody?
Now she's going to be staying with your mother.
Okay, but she wants to go back to work. She's a lifeguard at the Great Wolf Lodge.
You are her father, right?
Yes.
So be her father.
So I can be, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. I have a Nicholas Jorgensen, Chelsea